You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. Many of you know Axis deer is considered to be the best tasting venison on the planet. I've been hearing that for years. And that those deer cause some ecological harm. Well, Maui Nui Venison is bringing those Axis deer to the market. So you can get some fresh cuts and sticks shipped to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's MauiNuiVenison.com. Use promo code MeatEater for 20% off your order. I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the old ceremonial hunting tradition of eating the heart out of the first animal you kill. Meat from those organs are among the most nutrient-rich foods on the planet. You can get those same benefits your ancestors craved via convenient daily capsules from Heart and Soil. Find out more at heartandsoil.co. And remember, use code MeatEater for 10% off your purchase.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. How you like that, Steve? Still good?
Oh, that's good.
Still
that's
good. Yeah. I am your host, Spencer North, and today we are joined by special guests Cam Haynes and Rihanna. Cam and Rihanna, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Let's do it.
How you feel about trivia, Cam?
Well, I'll let you know here pretty soon.
Okay. If you're not familiar with the show, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions born out of our four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. So far, we've had Steve win 5 times, Brody win 3 times, Clay, Seth, Giannis, and Corinne have each won once.
Did you know that my buddy Tommy Edson from Washington, he says that he's won twice because he plays it at work in the lunchroom with the guys at work. So we're flying him out.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to fly a lot of people out.
He says he's won twice.
You start that pressing, you're going to be flying a lot of folks out.
I was going to say, that's all it takes, guys. Just email in to
Well, no, because I believe him. I don't believe, like, a lot of things people tell me I don't believe, but I believe everything he tells me.
Now, we have a lot of housekeeping to get to from previous shows. On the March 29th episode of Meat Eater Trivia, I played Luke Bryan's 2009 song, Drinking Beer and Wasting Bullets, and declared it the worst hunting song of all time.
You found the worst one?
It was the worst hunting song of all time.
There's a correction that you found one even worse.
No, not everyone in our crew feels this way, though. I recently found a 2010 article from countrymusiclife.com that reviewed the song and included a quote from our very own Mark Kenyon. This is what Mark had to say of Luke Bryan's song 12 years ago.
No.
Although I don't condone drinking while hunting, this is still a fun song to listen to. And any song that talks about sitting on the deer stand is a good one, in my opinion.
Sorry, Mark, but I strongly disagree with you there.
Wow, what?
What's your question?
Why is he recorded saying that?
Mark wrote a blog post in 2009, which is the year this song came out, talking about his rut hunting playlist, which this song was on there. Someone then wrote a review of Luke Bryan's album and found Mark's article and included his quote in the article reviewing the album.
Good stuff. Good
Hold
stuff.
On a second. Do you have a rut hunting playlist?
No.
Anybody in the room?
I didn't know there was such a thing until
God. That. I love Mark. He's a different individual.
Also on a previous episode where we talked about the Cajun Trinity, in the follow-up factoid, I misspoke and said that mirepoix is carrots, bell peppers, and onion. What I meant to say is that a mirepoix is carrots, celery, and onion. About 20 people wrote in to let me know of that error. And finally, on a previous show, we talked about how the origin of the burrito dates back to the Mexican Revolution. But Nicholas Toby wrote in to let me know that this is incorrect if you live in North Korea. That's because earlier this year, a North Korea state news outlet wrote about how Kim Jong-il invented the burrito in 2011.
Awesome.
Shortly before his death.
Wow. He eats a lot of burritos, it looks like.
They're so committed to the lie that they even erected a mural of him making a burrito in a kitchen while surrounded by chefs. This shouldn't surprise us, though, since North Korean government also claims that Kim Jong-il invented the hamburger, never used the bathroom, and cured dwarfism. So he's done it all, from burritos to dwarfism.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Thank you for your contributions.
It's great stuff.
We are now on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
The first question is multiple choice, and the topic is fishing. And this first great question comes to us via Noah Cat. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia at themeateater.com.
How's he spell his name?
K-A-T-T.
Go on.
Xander, which are also known as European walleye, are only found in one state. What is it? North Dakota, Texas, Ohio, or Colorado? Xander, which are also known as European walleye, are only found in one state. What is it? Again, North Dakota, Texas, Ohio, or Colorado?
I love a good multiple choice.
Didn't seem like anybody knew it.
Yeah, don't show me your board, dude.
I'm trying not to.
Didn't seem like anybody knew it right off
the
bat.
Cam, hide your board.
I can't lean the other way because then I see Spencer's computer.
Very honest, Yanni. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Yanni saying Texas, Steve saying Texas, Cam saying North Dakota, Brody saying North Dakota, he scribbled out Ohio, Sam saying Ohio, Corinne saying Ohio, Rihanna saying North Dakota, and Seth saying Ohio. The correct answer is North Dakota.
That can't be true. Because
Xander were stocked in North Dakota's Spiritwood Lake in 1989. The agency originally put 200,000 Xander fry in the lake, but abandoned the project shortly thereafter under pressure from neighboring states who had concerns the fish would destroy some of the nation's best walleye waters.
That's why I thought it couldn't be there, because it's such an established walleye fishery. What'd you have, Brody?
North Dakota.
You know, I just heard that on a podcast going to pick up our walleye boat.
Whoa.
But I just couldn't remember.
I wonder how different they actually are from walleye. Or are they just European walleye?
They're a little more green. They have like more of a shoulder and they get a lot bigger.
Son of a bitch, man.
Brody's bigger off. Than Chester's Brody's walleye?
Brody's off to an early lead.
The state record was just caught in 2019 weighing under 16 pounds. Question two. The topic is public lands. Who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior? Who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior?
No multiple choice, huh?
No multiple choice.
You have to spell it right.
I know.
Yeah. you if you're in the ballpark, we'll give it to you.
Don't do cluey shit.
Well, how is that cluey?
Because let's say the current Secretary of
you
the Interior
you just asked how to spell cat.
Named Smith. If it was Smith.
It could be S-M-Y-T-H-E.
Oh, that's a really good point.
That's a good point.
Again, who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior? Does everybody have an answer?
Yes.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis without an answer. Steve saying Deb Holland.
Oh my God.
Cam without an answer. Brody saying Deb Holland. The rest of the room not getting it. The correct answer is Deb Holland. Deb made history in 2021, becoming the first Native American to serve as the cabinet secretary. She is a 35th generation New Mexican and member of the Pueblo of Laguna. If you want more info on her background and appointment to the Department of the Interior, check out episode 274, Farewell Red Wolf, of the Meat Eater Podcast. Question three, the topic is gear. This beginner-friendly piece of gear was invented by Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. The company was later acquired by Trophy Ridge, who says it's still one of their top-selling products. This beginner-friendly piece of gear was invented by Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. The company was later acquired by Trophy Ridge, who says it's still one of their top-selling products. We have a very confident Giannis. You know it?
I think so. I feel like there's only one thing that it could be.
Okay.
Let's just stop the chit chat.
An arrow.
A really heavy one.
Again, Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying Whisker Biscuit, Steve saying Whisker Biscuit, Cam saying Whisker Biscuit, Brody saying Whisker Biscuit, Sam saying Peep Sight, Corinne without an answer, Rihanna saying Whisker Biscuit, and Seth without an answer. The room is correct. It is the Whisker Biscuit.
What's with you guys that don't do any answer?
I still got a bow with one of those on there.
The creators of the Whisker Biscuit were former semiconductor engineers who wanted to invent an archery rest that would fully contain an arrow while still being quiet, durable, and easy to tune. We recently covered the history and the future of the rest on our website in an article titled, Is the Whisker Biscuit Dead? The answer is no, but you should still go read that interesting article by Emily Kantner.
Listen, man, my kids, I have Whisker Biscuits on their bows.
Mm-hmm.
They can run all over hell with it. It's just, it's like a great little thing for them. They don't need to think about it.
Did you use one, Cam?
No, I don't.
No, not do, did.
No,
have you?
No.
I always wanted one and I never, somehow never got around to
owning one.
Well,
you skipped that step, huh?
Let me tell you something. I got a little question for you there.
Yeah, hit me up.
Will the Whisker Biscuit support a fish arrow?
It feels too heavy.
That's correct.
Know. Yeah.
Put him down for a point.
We are on to question four. The topic is conservation. Polar bears are found in 5 countries. Name 3 of them. Polar bears are found in 5 countries. Name 3 of them. The topic is conservation. A lot of thinking going on here. I see folks imagining a map in their head.
I keep changing my mind which one I'm going to put down.
Looking for 3 of the 5 countries where you can find a polar bear. Does everybody have an answer?
Yes.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Steve saying Russia, Greenland, U.S.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, I scratched out the wrong one.
He says Russia, Greenland, U.S.
I wanted to go with this one. No. That one.
We'll see. Cam saying Canada,
I'm
USA,
right either way.
Antarctica. Brody saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Sam saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Corinne saying Russia and Antarctica. Rihanna saying Antarctica, Greenland, Canada.
It's not a country. And it doesn't have polar bears.
And Seth saying Canada, Russia, and U.S. The 5 countries are Denmark or Greenland, Norway, Russia, Canada, and the United States. So the room did very well.
Antarctica.
Yeah, I got that wrong too.
Canada is home to about 60% of the world's polar bears with a population of 16,000. That's followed by the United States with 5,000, Greenland or Denmark with 4,000, Norway with 3,000, and Russia with 3,000. But because they live in such remote areas and occasionally migrate between countries, their exact numbers aren't known. We're on to question 5.
It's a great round, man. I wonder how Tommy Edson's doing.
We will get a scoreboard update after question 5.
We should have him call in.
The topic is cooking. This next great question comes to us via William Judson. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, send it to trivia@themeateater.com. This fruit is typically used in the marinade when making bulgogi because it helps tenderize and sweeten the meat. This fruit is typically used in the marinade when making bulgogi because it helps tenderize and sweeten the meat. We seem to have a stumped room.
I disagree.
Okay. We have a stumped room minus Steve. Again, bulgogi, looking for the fruit that is used in the marinade.
The problem is
you can't tell us like what country bulgogi comes from.
No,
I will not give any
hints. He cannot.
Steve does not like hints.
Does everybody have an answer?
I gotta change my shit up.
Oh,
you are so confident.
He looked in Brody's eyes.
No,
and knew
he better not look in mine because I got no clue.
Oh boy.
Are we ready to reveal the answers?
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying pineapple.
Oh, Giannis.
Steve saying pineapple.
But with a thing where I should have said maybe tamarind.
Cam saying lemon. Brody saying passion fruit. Sam saying prune. Corinne saying plum. Rihanna saying jackfruit. Seth saying lime. Nobody got it correct.
Mm.
The correct answer is Asian pear, but I would have given you pear if you would have said that. Popular alternatives
to pears. My second guess wasn't even right.
Man, when the whole room gets it wrong, that's a stumper.
We shot a thing with Danielle where she made bulgogi and she did not use that.
Popular here's alternatives to here's pears. Here's the other
thing. I got another question for you. How'd you like me to have you fatten your little lip up for you? Because that's like when you ask that question about el dente pasta, dude. What's that have to do with anything?
We have two bulgogi recipes on our website. Oh. I would say that's pretty damn relevant.
And you better go check, and both those sons of bitches better have that in it.
They say you should use a pear, but they call out alternatives.
Who's they?
We have Wade Trung and Danielle Pruitt. Now, popular alternatives to pears include kiwis, apples, and pineapples. If
that's
you want a bulgogi recipe, we actually have two of them on themeat.com for venison roast and venison heart.
We need to have questions with definitive answers.
I've made them both, and they are incredibly delicious. Phil, hit us with a scoreboard update.
Sure thing. In last place, we have Corinne. Just a fall from grace after her.
After destroying the competition. After dominating the April Fool's round, she's fallen to last place.
Yeah, coming up next, we got Seth.
How could that happen?
Seth and Sam have one. Cam and Giannis have, Andriana all have two. Steve has three. And in first place is Brody with four.
God damn.
Close race.
Yeah, anybody's game.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before 1,000 times, I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance, and man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So, when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. These things are super cool as a gift, especially if you got mom, aunt, grandma, whoever, and you want to like keep them up to speed on what the family's up to, okay? It's easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift,
You can even personalize the frame with pre-loaded photos and memories. Named the best digital picture frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. You can share photos to the frame instantly from anywhere, meaning you share videos, photos from any device, and they will instantly appear on the frame, wherever it is in the world. There's no memory card required. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code MeatEater at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Halfway through the game, we are on to question 6, and the topic is fishing. What lure was banned by Bassmaster in 2012 and FLW in 2014 because it was too effective at catching bass? What lure was banned by Bassmaster in 2012 and FLW in 2014 because it was too effective at catching bass?
Here's the thing. I know, like, the sort of
can you just not
don't
just,
give
just
any
play.
Hints? Don't
just
give
play.
Any hints. What's up, Giannis?
I want to hear the I missed the al dente question. I wasn't here for that trivia, so afterwards will you give it to me?
Yeah.
I want to see if I can.
The question was, what do you call it when you don't cook pasta like until it's super soft or some shit like that?
What yeah, something like that.
You know, I think you should ask, what does it mean? What's the definition?
Well, that was a part of his,
like,
follow-up. His
firm
to the bite, firm to the tooth.
Oh, there you go.
To the tooth.
Again, fishing. What lure was banned by Bassmaster and FLW because it was too good at catching bass? Does everybody have an answer?
I have one.
You better be ready for an argument, bud.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying the banjo minnow, Steve saying the umbrella, Cam saying without an answer, Brody saying the banjo minnow, Sam saying the rattler, Corinne saying the pink something, Rihanna saying spinners, and Seth saying the A-rig. The correct answer is the Alabama rig, A-rig, or umbrella rig.
Oh, so I did get it.
You got it right.
Yeah!
I couldn't think of what it was called, man.
Man, I'm neck and neck.
All I could think of
was
multi.
Neck and neck with Brody.
The ban is largely thanks to Paul Elias' success using it in a 2011 tournament on Lake Guntersville. Despite tough conditions and predictions that the tournament's winner would only weigh in with 60 pounds of bass, Elias destroyed the competition and finished with over 102 pounds. This was all thanks to his use of the Alabama rig, which simulated schools of shad.
Yeah. Sweet looking rig. But you know, in a lot of states, you wouldn't be able to use it anyways because it's got too many damn hooks.
Well, here's the deal. You could use it, but you just, like, wouldn't have hooks on all of them. So that's been the popular alternative.
A lot of states,
for folks.
Like, you can only put so many hooks on the A-rigs.
So you'd be running like
so you're getting
five
a lot
of them.
You're getting a lot of false strikes.
Well, like the baits that have the hooks, you usually make them a different color or something that
so
makes
stand
them stand
out.
From
go
the
all
rest
white
of them.
And then one chartreuse.
Did you get that one right, Seth?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
We're on to question 7. The topic
I tell
is
you,
public
I caught
lands.
A lot of fish on that banjo minnow.
You know what? Their marketing must be pretty damn good to fool two of you into thinking it was banned.
Hey,
I love it. Question 7. The topic is public lands. This next great question comes to us from our friends at OnX. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What state has the most acres of corner-locked public land?
Mm.
What state has the most acres of corner-locked public land?
If you guys need anything done, let me know because I got some time on my hands right now.
I feel like we had this question before or something. Just
we
like
have
it.
Not.
It's been discussed on the podcast.
Onyx just released the report.
It's not true.
Oh, it's not.
This particular aspect, and I don't know that I have it right, has not been discussed on the podcast.
Really?
Has not.
Hmm.
What state has the most acres of corner-locked public land? Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying Wyoming, Steve saying Wyoming, Cam saying Wyoming, Wyoming, Wyoming. Corinne saying Colorado, Rihanna saying Utah, and Seth saying Wyoming. The correct answer is Wyoming.
Hey.
Wyoming has 2.44 million acres of corner-locked public land. That's followed by Nevada at 1.93 million, Arizona at 1.33 million, and Montana at 871,000. If you want more info on public lands, on this public lands issue, go to onxmaps.com and read their comprehensive report called the Corner-Locked Report. We're on to question 8. We will get a scoreboard update after this from Phil. The topic is trapping. What is the most targeted fur bearer by American trappers, according to a 2015 survey by the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies?
Most targeted or most caught?
Most targeted. What is the most targeted fur bearer by American trappers, according to a 2015 survey?
I need more information. You got to give more information.
That is like all the
hours,
information.
Hours spent?
This is what the survey said.
It's a stupid question.
Okay.
How do you mean participants in pursuit of? Or do you mean hours spent, trap set?
Does the room agree that I'll give more details?
That's not a question.
This was a question on a survey. Here's what the question was.
Hear me out. If I say, what's the most harvested game animal in America? Mm-hmm. It's the mourning dove. What's the most hunted animal in America in terms of hunter hours spent? It's the white-tailed deer.
Two very different
son of a bitching things.
I said targeted.
I protest this question because Steve's the only one that traps in this room anyway.
No, that's wrong.
Oh, that's right. We got sad.
I think, you have to look at it from this perspective. They asked a whole bunch of trappers, what is your number one targeted species? They wrote down, the majority of them wrote down the answer.
Yeah, it's a legit question, I think.
Oh.
Steve, I see what you mean because I'm in the same conundrum.
Again, total bullshit. The wording is most targeted fur bearer. Does everybody have an answer?
The win's going to have an asterisk.
Go ahead and reveal your answers.
If I don't win.
We have Giannis saying muskrat, Steve saying coon, Cam saying coyote. What'd you write?
Coyote,
I'm sorry. Fix your handwriting. Brody saying raccoon, Sam saying coon, Corinne saying beaver, Rihanna saying beaver, Seth saying coon. The correct answer is raccoon.
Ah, damn it. What'd you write, Brody?
Oh, shit.
I almost wrote coyote, though, because I figured
62% of trappers surveyed said they target raccoons. That's followed by coyotes at 55%, muskrat at 37%, and beaver at 33%.
Well, you delivered you delivered what would have been helpful in solving that. Among surveyed trappers.
Giannis interpreted the question perfectly.
He pulled it out of his ass.
No. Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have 2 questions left.
Sure. Top 3 players right now. In 3rd place, we have Seth with 4 points. 2nd place is Steve with 5. And in 1st place is Brody Henderson with 6 points.
Son of a...
We are on to question 9. And the topic is hunting. This next question is a visual question. If you want to play along and see what the room is seeing, go to Instagram and check out @SpencerNewArth. It'll be my most recent post. I got a new tattoo a few months ago, which is a replica of a tattoo that a famous hunter supposedly had. Who is that hunter? I will now show you guys. This is the tattoo. You need to figure out who the famous hunter is that had it.
You got this tattoo?
I have this tattoo.
Where's that tattoo?
It's up here. That would be like...
Oh, you should have wore a tank top today.
Did you get this tattoo because you really like that hunter?
I'm not going to give any details. Again, this is a replica of a tattoo that a famous hunter supposedly had.
Supposedly.
Who is that hunter?
Supposedly.
And notice he said had. He doesn't like to give hints, but he think he might have.
Every word I write is intentional.
Is this hunter still alive?
I'm not giving any details.
Was he a bow hunter?
Not saying anything.
If Cam Haynes has this fucking tattoo, I'm going to freak out.
What a plot twist.
Oh, God.
You're playing along really good over there.
Man.
Does anybody need to look at the phone one more time?
No.
Before we have an answer. Go ahead and reveal your answer. We have Giannis saying Fredbear, Steve saying Hugh Glass, Cam saying
Capstick.
That's
Brody
what I
saying
wanted to say, man.
Robin
that was a
Hood,
good choice.
Sam saying Sherlock
I kept
Holmes.
I think his name was Cap Rock.
Corinne without an answer. Rihanna with Jim Shockey and Seth with Fredbear. Nobody got it correct.
Ah!
The answer is Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh my God, oh, I almost put that.
I thought
there's no way he had
if
tattoos.
If you'd have said like, you know, president, right?
He doesn't seem like a tattoo type.
The tattoo is of the Roosevelt family crest, which was located on his chest. The context clue that would have helped you get this right are the three roses in the middle of the crest. Some online sources say he definitely had the ink, while others claim it was just a hoax started by Puck magazine in 1912.
No shit.
It's believed he was the only president with a tattoo. Others say that Andrew Jackson, I think, had a tomahawk. Somebody said James Polk had something. I don't remember what it was. But someone could be the first president with a tattoo. That could just be a goal for somebody. We're on to question 10, the last question. Phil, give us another scoreboard update.
Same score. Nobody got that one right.
So we need Brody to get it wrong.
Brody has 6 and Steve has 5.
Brody to get it wrong, Steve to get it right. This next question comes to us via Jeffrey Wright. If you have a question you think is right for Meteor Trivia,
actor?
You can send it to trivia at meteor.com.
Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, no, he's great. Yeah. Did you see him in The French Dispatch?
Yes.
He should have got an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, it was great.
Pardon the interruption, Spencer.
And he sent us this question. This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. Bro, do you know it?
I think I do.
Uh-oh.
Know it. I've had it. But I don't know
it. I had it.
No, I had them.
Oh, boy.
So we need Brody to slip up, Steve to get it correct. Seems like we're not going to have that ending.
Give me a second.
This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. Does everybody have an answer?
Nope.
No.
No.
Are you going to come up with one, Steve?
I'm trying not to look at it.
Just the pain. The pain that's going on.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. Painful. We have Giannis saying Stankfisk.
Yes.
Lutefisk!
We had Brody say Lutefisk, and I think he is the only one that got it correct.
Oh, son of a bitch! Goodness. Brody won by 2?
He won by 2.
No playoff today.
Oh my God. Just so like... Brody just like a very decisive victory.
The Terminator.
Although this dish was traditionally served by Scandinavians, there is actually more of it consumed today in the United States. Madison, Minnesota claims to be the lutefisk capital of the world and has a large fiberglass statue of a codfish that is named Lutefisk.
Would you have accepted salt cod?
No.
I don't think so. That's like not the same thing.
No, Brody, what do you think is your...
I don't understand. You've still won more than he has. What's your problem?
Because it's just like
I have a just a.
I've won more, but I feel Cam's like he's book. Better.
I read Cam's book because I have such a strong desire to beat you, and I learned from his book.
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
All right, Brody. What are you doing with your $500?
It's turkey season. National Wild Turkey Federation.
National Wild Turkey Federation. That does it for this episode of Meteor Trivia. Brody. Cam, Rihanna, thank you guys for joining us. Tune in next time for more Meteor Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
Yeah.
Thanks, Spencer.
Good job.
This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. It is a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that they need and that meets them where they are and helps them get through challenges. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use,
You can connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Montana Casting Company is a performance fly rod and reel company based right here in our capital, Helena, Montana. Each model of fly rod is a tribute to Montana's rugged beauty and adventurous spirit. Their rods capture the look, feel, and craftsmanship of a custom-built fly rod. Scott personally calls every customer who buys one of his rods. Head to MontanaCastingCo.com and use code MeatEater20 at checkout for a one-time 20% off discount.